Did you know that since 2013, a student-produced literary magazine has featured the poetry, fiction, essays, and artwork of 450 students in Baltimore City Public Schools? CHARM, Voices of Baltimore, is a literary organization as well as a magazine. Whitney Birnbaum, humanities teacher at Midtown Academy and executive director of CHARM, tells us more about the organization.
Daybreak in Baltimore, at 13. Alternate names for her. My house on Conkling Street. We too sing America. These are titles of poems and prose published in the most recent literary magazine from CHARM, Voices of Baltimore Youth, both a student-produced magazine and literary organization. CHARM was founded on the importance of kids' voices. As a middle school humanities teacher for 13 years, I saw that my students learned the most when their work had a real purpose and served an audience outside our classroom walls. They wrote podcasts calling citizens to action around gun violence. They produced a book of immigration narratives from our school. I knew the impact this work had on my students, but was routinely surprised at the reaction from adults. Middle schoolers wrote this? It was with this conviction that kids' voices matter and have a real place in our city's discourse, that CHARM was born. Our mission is to help young people develop the skills of successful writers, cultivate a love of writing, and amplify their own voices. Since 2013, we have published 7 literary journals with poetry, fiction, essays, and artwork from 450 students from more than 35 Baltimore City public schools. CHARM magazine is produced by a dynamic student editorial board made up of middle and high school students from across the city. They determine what is published, as well as the design and feel of the magazine. We've recently expanded our programming to further develop and celebrate youth voices. Our Young Writers Workshops are opportunities for youth to develop their writing skills through engaging small group sessions with local authors. The roster of authors includes Dee Watkins, Alyssa Brent Weissman, Sherry Booker, and journalist Erica L. Green. What better way to develop your own skills and confidence than working with a real author? This year, we are piloting 2 new programs that drill deeper into skills and content. Through the Class Book Project, we partner with a teacher and class to develop a book based on class content and publish a book of student work. CHARM Creative Writing Clubs offer young writers ongoing support with their writing and take inspiration from famous works. CHARM Magazine student editors just completed production of a volume titled CHARM, For Your Inspiration, that consists of nearly 50 pieces inspired by famous writers. They exemplify the varied and vibrant voices within our city. Voices that are wise, passionate, silly, thoughtful, resilient, angry, hopeful, and deserving to be heard. Ninth grader Marion Tebray, here with me today, was inspired by Langston Hughes's I Too and wrote her own version, We Too Sing America.
We Too Sing America. Yo también canto América. We are the underestimated people. They forget us when they need someone. We are immigrants, but that's all they think of us. When we hear them saying what they say, we smile. Tomorrow, we'll be there when we're needed, and nobody will dare turn us down. Besides, they'll see how great we are and be ashamed to ask. They'll see that our differences are the same, and that nosotros también cantamos América.
Learn more about CHARM, a Maryland Humanities grantee, at facebook.com/charmlitmag. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.